You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always great to have your company for Dwayne's World for On Deck Business Loans. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. We'll get back to that. Open line very shortly, brought to us by Werribee Kia. The EV9, you can test drive it today at Werribee Kia. Drop down and see the team at Old Geelong Road, Hobbs Crossing, and they're all there. David, Janan, Aid, Jim, they're all there. And everyone's here as well at the Crown Audio Hub, including Gazy and Andy Marr, but the biggest star of the show here. In fact, people wandering past are coming in and yelling out, Broden! Is that Broden? Is that you, Broden? Broden Kelly's in the house from, well, Auntie Donna fame, but the Footy with Broden Kelly podcast is what he's spending his time on before Auntie Donna goes back on the road and probably tours the world and does another Netflix show. Welcome to you, Broden. Great to have on.
Lovely to be here again. I have a question for you. When you record from Ocean Grove, which you do regularly, does Andrew Gaze come and sit a metre from you as you're doing that at your house, or is that just a Crown thing that's happening today?
He comes in every day. He comes in way early. He buys me a coffee, gets himself a green tea from Macca's. Did you know that Macca's make green tea?
This place is dangerously close to a lot of fast food restaurants. So I got here 10 minutes early, so I had about a kilo of fried chicken before I walked in here. Now I feel bad about myself for the weekend. It's good.
But you got the sleeves rolled up on the white T-shirt. How good is that?
Well, you can't. What am I going to do?
Did you bring a cameraman in? Where's the cameraman from your podcast? How come you didn't bring someone in?
I know. I didn't bring my crew today, but I didn't know. But it's lovely to be here at the SEN quarters. It's lovely. There's Andy Mara sitting in the corner. He's doing his research for 3 o'clock. Gazy next to us. They do work. They do genuine work.
Yeah, they go through the internet looking for stuff that other people have put up, and we'll use that bit of crazy vision. You, speaking of crazy vision, your producer, your co-host on your podcast put up the draft vision of me. It was nice of you to do that. You made me famous.
So last time we came on, we talked about how you prepare to commentate. Mm. By the way, I was so happy in the preseason to see you alongside Matt Hill. Mm. That is an A-grade 1-2 punch for commentary. I'm very excited to hear that for the rest of the year. But then also, you mentioned that you prepare for commentating games by going and listening to Draft, who is a Perth hip-hop artist, because you like the rhythm that he does. So we took you talking about that, and we took your games, and we remixed it into Draft's music, so it sounds like you're rapping. And Draft, the rapper, saw it, and he said, love it. So I was wondering if you've been welcomed warmly into the hip-hop community.
Well, apparently I have. You've made me famous, so I appreciate it. We've welcomed you into the football community because you love footy so much, although a little birdie tells me you're an early leaver.
Yeah, well, that's what happened last year. I actually went on Andy Marr's show. There was about, I forget what round it was, but the D's, we played really well for a half, and then it got to through, and then then Brisbane came. They looked like Carlton last week, actually. Mm. What people forget is there was replacement buses, Dwayne.
Right.
People always forget. A replacement bus is the worst thing ever. So I did duck out early, and I got to Clifton Hill Station, and the D's, it was the Jake Melksham game where he kicked a goal just before the siren, and everyone else on the train, all the other Melbourne fans, looked at each other watching on their app, and just, what have we done? And then I made the mistake of taking a photo of myself and coming clean. And so that week I was on Front Bar, I was on every television show wanted to talk to me. And I've never lived it down.
Well, hang on. Didn't you leave early? You went last night and left early again. That's so you haven't learned your lesson.
For a good reason. But well, I don't give a stuff about Carlton or Richmond. We're not. They're no interest to me. But I was more excited to talk about the Southside Flyers and go home and see them in game two. Are you across what happened last night,
Dwayne? It was a last-second shot by Russell.
That's Russell. Right. Mercedes Russell.
Yeah, no relation to me, but can I claim her?
Absolutely.
Great name. Oh, Mercedes Russell.
How good is that name?
But how could I plug Werribee Kia?
No, you couldn't. You couldn't.
I'd have to name my daughter Kia Russell.
You could rename yourself the Kia Cerato Russell, if you like.
Well, then again...
You're a bit of a hatch type, I reckon.
Maybe Porsche Russell.
Yeah,
maybe Porsche. Ferrari. What is Lamborghini Russell going too far?
Datsun Russell, I reckon. Oh, yeah. Datsun 180B Russell.
Yeah, like, at least allow me to be 260Z.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Good stuff. But that was an incredible game, and it's going to game three now. So go support the Flyers, Melbourne.
What's funny, you normally do comedy, even though you podcast. The Footy with Broden Kelly is your podcast. You're fairly serious. I was up. The best talkback material is often the big clubs with the big membership, like Collingwood and Richmond and Carlton and Essendon. I don't know what's going to be big for talkback because if it involves the big clubs, what's the best comedy material in the AFL for you? I presume when Richmond was finishing ninth every year and sacking coaches, they were good fodder, but they're sort of off the table now that they've been successful.
That's true.
Collingwood, when their stereotype was that they had the collie wobbles, they would have been good fodder, but they've now won off. What team is the best for fodder?
Comedy fodder. So I'm going to give you, because what I do on my pod is the top eight.
Right.
Because there's eight teams getting to the finals. Yes. So I've gone, in the last 12 months, who are the teams who give you the most comedy? And some of it can be deliberate, and some of it can be not deliberate. So I'll go from the bottom.
All right.
Number eight. Are you familiar with the Barcelona Cathedral, Sagrada Familia?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Beautiful.
I saw it when it was unfinished, but it had been unfinished for 20 years.
It's still unfinished. 2026, they reckon it'll be done.
Right.
So that's Cadinia Park. And that's... So Geelong have been building a stadium for 20 years now. Yeah. They've got half a billion almost in funding. This one was the newest stadium's 150. The one before that was 125.
Yep.
That is a joke. That's insane.
The government keeps spending money on new grandstands.
Every time a new government comes
in. I live down there. It's beautiful.
But that's my thing. Oh, I'm curious to know from you, is there anything else to do in Geelong?
Yeah, there is. Actually, now that you've mentioned it, I think it could have a roof.
Yeah.
Could we get the government to fund the roof?
That is ridiculous. But
And while I'm at it.
Yes.
We'd like a fast train.
Okay.
An hour and 5 minutes has taken too long to get the train from Melbourne to Geelong. So if we can sort that out, if we can get government funding for that, the fast train... And
you're being ridiculous, Dwayne.
And I want a 110-kilometre limit on the freeway from Werribee to Geelong as well. I mean, they get to go that fast on the way to on the Hume.
What about a whole new highway just for trucks?
That'd be good.
No trucks. Because you've got your lane
that
they can't go in, but maybe just get rid of them entirely.
So the roof, the fast train, and 110 on the freeway would be handy as a start.
My response to that is, who do you think you people are? You Geelong people with your cotton on and your Ford.
I think it's funny. Frank Costa just donated $10 million to get them a new pool.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. But nice then you would have thought at some point they would change the oval. It's a bit longer.
Well, that's another thought because Moorabool Street runs down that wing.
Right.
So if you're going to, you could put a bow in Moorabool Street, but you'd have to knock down to Grandy's, the bike shop. So I'm not sure you're ever going to.
Well,
so we need a grandstand that can hang over Moorabool Street like it does Brunton Avenue. So that's eight on your list.
The Sagrada Familia.
Geelong's good fodder.
I think the greatest dichotomy between wealth and poor performance is the West Coast Eagles, where don't they have something like $150 million in, they're cash rich.
Yeah, they are.
But abhorrent to watch at the moment.
So that's a funny...
Because in comedy, your general goal is to punch up. You never want to punch someone who's going worse
so
than
So the
you.
Suns are low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging
North
fruit.
Melbourne, low-hanging fruit.
You not fun.
Yeah, not fun.
But West Coast are the worst team in the league at the moment, but very easy to punch on because they're so rich.
Yep. There are some comedians who do like to punch down, though.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. But you're a punch-up going,
it's easy.
I admire you for that.
Why go play in the VFL when you can play, you know, in the finals?
So the West Coast, that's good.
Exactly right. Number six, I've got GWS. Do you know the name Jacob Gaynor?
It rings a bell.
You won't find him on the field, but he is the second, he should be the second highest paid player at GWS. He is the social media manager for the GWS Giants. Do you know what a meme is, Dwayne?
Yes, so he's the best with the memes.
He's the meme man.
He's the meme man.
So he, you would have seen in the lead up to the Collingwood game, just went to absolute town on Collingwood every day of the week, hitting them from a different angle. He did a whole thing about how to travel if you're Collingwood. His download of a movie, bring some water for the flight. It was very, very funny. And then the game got to the weekend, and they dominated the game. So he's making genuinely proper funny videos. So that GWS fly onto the top
because social media is big. I've got to get a hold of it. I've got to get on TikTok, don't I?
I've spoken to people genuinely in Melbourne who might not be the biggest AFL fans who have recently gotten on board with GWS purely because of the way they go about it on social media. So if you look, let me put it to you and your producers, you every second day walk into SEN, do a little TikTok dance, your numbers will double.
Right.
Or you'll lose
do
everyone.
Do I have to like, be in my underpants? Did you have to do something silly like that as well to go with it?
We can trial things. I think we'll find very quickly that you'll be not welcomed back. But, you know, it's good. At number five, in comedy, one of the most important things that is underrated is the straight man. Do you know the straight man role?
Yep. So it's Abbott and Costello.
Abbott and Costello. Lane on Woodley. Colin Lane.
That's a bit more recent.
Yes. Hamish and Andy, even more recent. Yes. The person who makes the funny person look even funnier, and often you'll see they're the ones that they'll wear, you know, suits and be very serious, and the people you poke fun at. Collingwood at the moment are the perfect straight guys for the AFL, and it's because of the way they responded to GWS last week. Whatever they put up, they were incensed, absolutely incensed, and they're the perfect people to make fun of because they've won a flag, they're doing fantastically, yet they still get upset at the small things.
Nice.
So we'll find about that in the temper text.
Yeah, rattling the cage. Keep your text coming through, by the way. 0433 98 11 16. Broden Kelly of Arnie Donna fame and the Footy with Broden Kelly podcast is in here live at Crown, and he's already giving plugs for the 40 Winks temper text. 0433 98 11 16 if you want to send one through.
Number four, and this is just one thing.
Right.
The Adelaide Crows, the goal review. It's a bit funny.
That's funny.
It's pretty funny.
So is the silly mistake still great comedy fodder? An umpire slipping over? I saw you with a moth on your shirt last night. Is the bird poo dropping on your shirt? That's all still funny?
Oh, yeah. Slapstick's got its place. Yeah. And last night, did you notice the city end was very slippery?
Right.
And how many games we got there this weekend? 150?
Yes. Right.
So it's going to get slipperier and choppier. Okay. So if you like slapstick, this is your weekend for it.
Good.
The goal review, number three, Melbourne. We're never not going to be funny, the D's.
Because you're a Melbourne fan. So
I am.
It's a bit like making fun of your own kind.
Exactly right. But also, we do. We are milquetoast. You know that word?
No.
It's an old Victorian word. It means just, you know, how it sounds. Just someone who's very... Once it goes a bit crappy for the D's, we disappear.
Right.
And we go up the snow. And that's...
You call it milquetoast.
Milquetoast. Okay. M-I-L-Q-U-E.
Oh.
Toast.
Okay.
It means a bit of a, you know, a wet noodle.
Right.
Okay. We're a bit wet noodly. Number two, Essendon. Obvious reasons. Do I even need to say? Tragicomedy. Comedy... Tragedy, you know, they work together perfectly. Haven't played finals in, or haven't won a finals in how long? Over a decade,
years.
A million years. And then number one, even though they're doing well, there's gentlemen in the room who attest to this, the Carlton Football Club. I heard on good authority last year that at the end of the season, the Carlton Football Club received about 3,000 emails asking if they could get their memberships back. Because in the first six rounds, I'm not making that number up, asked if they could get their memberships reinstated because they said they'd chucked them out or cancelled them because of the slow start. They are Collingwood, but without the success just yet. And that is incredibly funny. Mm. They take it so seriously. But I think they could win it this year, which is going to add a whole different element to their whole dynamic.
So you've left the Saints out of your top eight for comedy fodder. I thought they'd be the longest drought.
They could be risers. They could be on the seating very, very shortly.
There's got to be something funny about... So someone texted in or whatever it was about Eric Banner should win an Academy Award. Not for his performance in the dry too, but for making it look like St Kilda's a really fun team to barrack for. That's fair.
Mm.
The text machine goes crazy during the course of the day. And one here, Dwayne Broden, actually does a really good Michael Caine impression. Get him to do it. Do we do a Laura Caine?
I could do Laura Kane.
Right, I will see if you can do a Laura Kane.
I don't think I've ever done a Michael Kane.
Okay, well, there you go. Broden's a really cool guy. Did your mum send that through?
No, that's a thing that people do now.
Too soon. The goal umpire situation is not funny. Still not over it. Broden, please tell me Essendon and number one.
Yeah,
how many days since you've won a final? Keep your texts coming through. 0433 98 11 16. Broden Kelly, host of the Footy with Broden Kelly podcast and part of the Auntie Donna trio, is with us in the house here at Crown. I've asked him a heap of questions. I think he's got a couple for me. Straight after this on Dwayne's World.
You know the song Rapunzel, the rap song?
Yeah, by Draft.
Yes. The style of Draft delivery in that song is the pace that I'd kind of like to commentate at.
Huge leg from grab Dan Curvis. Option, not the handball option that was on. Rest here, they've messed it up. Dangerfield tries to break through. Menegola got it to Guthrie. Sidesteps a couple. This is the moment. Sidestep again. Connor Chesney. Can he get on the boot? Is it back again? Harford. Modler. I'm proud of in your honey box. Proud of in your honey.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always great to have you company for Dwayne's World, but live from the Crown Audio Hub. Kick off the season of Crown. Game on. Broden Kelly is still with me, host of the Footy with Broden Kelly podcast and part of the Auntie Donna trio. When are you touring next, Broden?
We're going on world tour next year, probably. But okay. We're doing Melbourne Comedy Festival in a couple of weeks. We've made a new live game that we're going to play live.
Right.
But I just want to... Andrew Gay's sitting next to me. He keeps whispering stuff to me about... He says he doesn't like basketball. I don't know.
What's that?
He said he doesn't actually care for it.
Don't rattle his cage.
It's true.
The poor guy.
Yeah. Oh, he said he's never. all this stuff he's writing down about. He hates he wishes he could walk around and not dribble, and he could. It's bizarre.
It's good to see you two getting on so well.
Yeah.
Gazy's on after three, by the way. If you want to drop down to the Crown Audio Hub, he's here with Andy Marr after three, and we're here next week as well. Hey. Before I let you go, though, I'm glad that you're touring again. I'm glad you're doing the comedy festival.
Cheers.
So you're doing a whole tour. Does that mean you'll miss the footy season next year?
No, I'll be there for it, or I'll be watching. I watch the grand final in London at 4 a.m. So right. I think overseas AFL fans get a better experience. The watch AFL
they get
app,
a better experience.
Yeah, like it's all available. Obviously, at different times, the setup is actually not bad. Mm. I could be wrong, but I do you know what's also great at the moment, which I've been loving, is the SEN Sync app.
Oh, right.
And I've not been paid to plug this, but
right.
It's the KO syncing up and everything is so good.
It's World Plumbers Day today, so plug the sink.
Okay,
is exactly what you should be doing.
Plug
you can,
the sink.
You can sync up your call of SEN with the TV now. So yes, on with this World Plumbers Day. Good to have a plug of the sink.
On the plugs, is it membership day for anyone today?
No, not today, but you've been listening to the membership days. We've been having a few.
It's been fantastic. The Melbourne one was very good. Christian Petrarca was very open and good discussion. I'm very excited, very excited.
And I hear you're coming down to Geelong soon. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I like to get down to Geelong as much as possible. We were just talking before about the Sagrada Familia and Spain and how the Cadinia Park is the...
Is that the best church in the world, by the way?
That church?
Yeah.
When it's done, maybe. Right. We'll see. Once the renos are done, once Metricon or whoever's doing it are done. I'm curious to know.
Yeah.
There's so much money's been pumped into it. It clearly is the centrepiece of where you're from.
Yeah.
You're from down that area.
I am.
Lots of footballers live down there.
Yes. Although a lot of the Geelong footballers enjoy living in Melbourne as well.
Do they?
Although a few live at Barwon Heads. They've all got farms these days.
Yeah, they're all farmers.
Yeah.
Are they real farmers, though?
Well, Chris Scott lives in the middle of a bunch of paddocks, but I don't think he farms. Yeah, he's never been on a tractor or a lawnmower in his life.
Jeremy Cameron, I've watched his vlogs. Have you watched his vlogs
where he's driving
his caravan around his backyard? And I'm curious to know, what is the draw card to Geelong?
Yeah.
Because it feels like the only thing that you guys care about is that one stadium.
Yeah.
So could you give me, off the top of your head, you're a rapper now, so you need to freestyle.
I can wrap them off.
Why would you go to Geelong? What is the draw cards?
You can come down to the St. James Little Mallop precinct and do a show.
What is that?
It's the nightclub restaurant precinct, which is a nice little, couple of little side streets.
Yeah, okay.
And you can come to, my son's got a bar there, the piano bar.
Oh, really?
Him and Andy Popjoy, who is a famous cruise ship musician, and you can come down and see Andy play the carrot.
Okay.
Have you seen Andy play the carrot?
No.
If you Google Andy Popjoy playing his carrot,
This is a worry. It's the second thing you've brought up. Well, the first thing you've brought up is a draw card to Geelong as a man playing a carrot.
Yeah. Well, he gets a carrot and he drills holes in it and then shoves a reed in the end.
Okay.
And he plays songs on his carrot.
So go to Cadinia Park and see the carrot man.
Andy Popjoy play the... Well, the Little Mallet Precinct's got a lot of restaurants and bars there,
great,
so
yep.
You can drop down there. You should come down and do a show.
Awesome.
There. The pool on the foreshore, you can go for a swim. We've got a big outdoor pool in the sea.
How is the swimming in Geelong? Because it's still the inlet, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's sort of... Yeah, the pool's quite nice these days.
Okay.
It wasn't once upon a time. They've got rid of the blue-green algae.
Yeah.
So it's now safe. So it's a it's a nicer... But I would say if you're coming to Geelong, do a town.
Okay.
So either do a... If you want to go to Bowen Heads, do Bowen Heads. If you can have the time to go to Lawn, go to Lawn.
Janjuck
is nice. Anglesey, Port Arlington, Queenscliff.
Yeah.
Want to head down there?
You haven't mentioned Tuckers yet. Whenever I'm driving...
The funeral service?
Yeah. Whenever I'm driving through...
Yes.
I see Tuckers. And is that not a highlight of...
That would be your last stop, I'd suggest.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
would
fair
be
enough.
Probably everybody's
yeah, like
last
that.
Stop.
Yeah, good, yes. Good.
So maybe not so much Tuckers... Unless you do know it's your last
all
stop.
Right. So you've got, how many have you got? You've got about three or four.
Yeah.
Are there four more things to do in Geelong?
Well, no, I'd say you can do a heap of towns.
Oh, yeah,
so you
okay,
can just
right.
pick a town. You can do Torquay. Torquay's a whole day.
So the best thing about Geelong is not Geelong?
Well, it's the St. James...
It's leaving Geelong.
Little Mallet Precinct, but I would probably hit the towns.
Okay,
yeah,
very good. My partner's from Warrnambool. Would you go as far as Warrnambool?
Probably not.
Okay.
No, I would probably stop at Lawn.
Okay.
If you're really on a stretch... Then maybe you could do Kennet
Apollo
River,
Bay.
Apollo Bay.
Yep.
But when you get to Apollo Bay, you're probably... that's
now
well, and then you've got the 12 Apostles. I mean, how far do you want to go? It's a bit like the use of technology. You can just keep going and going if you want. You can go to Nelson. Is your partner from Nelson? Or
I don't know what Nelson is.
Nelson's between Warrnambool and Port Ferry.
Yeah, no, too. Oh, that is that where the airport, the little airport, there's a little
there's
airstrip?
There's a tiny little inlet town there, which
yeah.
is sort of going back in time. Port Campbell's nice.
One of my favourite towns in Victoria. This has just turned into the ABC, and
it
I like it. One of my favourite country towns is Koroit.
See, that's the end of the discussion now.
Yeah, okay.
Once you start
enough.
Thinking Koroit's okay, you're out. Great to have you in, Broden. Thanks
Absolute
for coming
pleasure.
By.
No, it's good to be here.
And the Footy with Broden Kelly podcast is what you can Google to find out more. I might even be on it in a couple of weeks if I make the cut.
That'd be
because
lovely.
Because he's going to get down to the C-list celebrities once he gets rid of or get through all the A-listers. Broden Kelly, the Footy with Broden podcast and part of the Auntie Donna trio. Dropping down here live at the Crown Audio Hub. Kick off the season at Crown. Game.